Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you'll hear a monologue on hospital staff. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
The physicians in a hospital form the core of the medical staff, but they could not provide effective medical care to their patients without the help of numerous other medical employees. From the viewpoint of the patients, the nursing staff is particularly important. Nurses are usually in close contact with patients as long as they are in the hospital. A nurse does not study for as many years as a doctor. However, each must be equally dedicated. Caring for sick persons requires a great deal of patience and concern. Most nurses work long days, and they often must work at odd hours or during the night. Under the supervision of the head nurse, the nursing staff must provide nursing services on a 24-hour basis and attend to patients' needs. This responsibility continues around the clock, and so nurses must work in shifts. A shift is a period of duty, usually 8 hours in length. The nurses on the ward rotate their shifts. Some take turns working night duty. Others work odd shifts. A nurse must always be alert. She can never afford to be careless. This is true in all nursing situations, but it is especially true in the intensive care unit. Patients under intensive care are critically ill, and they must be monitored at all times. The nurses who do intensive care duty have one of the most demanding jobs in the hospital. Serving as a nurse can be a very rewarding job, but it is not an easy one. Not every person is suited to become a nurse. Only very dedicated people have chosen nursing as a profession.
That is the end of Part B.